Life is economics, a natural system of profit and loss. This is the What If After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're too happy right now for what just happened in the show.
This is the What If finale after show. We are so excited and it's bittersweet. I'm your host, Louisa Sharamatian. And again, welcome to the What If After Show, discussing episodes 9 and 10. I am joined by my amazing panel. Okay, hands up for all the diversity, just like Steph said, amazing. Mm-hmm. We have Chelsea, our soap opera expert.
Hello.
We have Mia, our murder mystery expert.
Yes, I love a thriller.
And the beautiful Python, Carla.
I have that top.
It's gorgeous.
I love it. We should all match. What?
She is the Netflix expert, okay? She is a professional binge watcher.
All day, every day.
Yes. And before we start going and talking about everything, I want to say we have a fun special segment where we play a really fun game, and it gets scary sometimes, and we have some news and gossip. Gosh, a lot of fun stuff, and we have some wine to celebrate.
Yes, we do.
The panel, you know, cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
I don't want to. So, yeah, cheers to start, and we'll do one more toast towards the end. But oh my gosh.
So much has happened.
Tell me, like, okay, overall thoughts. Let's start with Carla. Overall thoughts about these two episodes.
We got played.
Yes.
I feel like, I don't know, it was so much.
We did get played. I know.
I was screaming the entire time. I'm not kidding. The first 5 minutes in, my roommate texts me, and she literally said from the other room, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "What's going on?"
Yes,
I was 4 minutes in.
Oh my gosh.
Giving me "When a Stranger Calls" vibes.
Yeah.
The convenient thunder was everything.
Oh my gosh.
I loved it. I loved it.
And oh gosh, there were so many jumpy moments. Like, I literally had to turn the volume down on my computer. I thought for a second, are we in Friday the 13th here with Ian, Angela, and Todd? That whole scene, those scenes freaked me out.
Oh my god, like all of the above. And to add on, I felt like there was a lot of cheesy moments, right?
Yeah,
like,
really cheesy.
Kind of like push yourself a little bit more, like give us something to think about, you know, kind of like mind boggling and all of that. But, I mean, okay, like, there's so much to cover. But let's start off with Anne and Lisa and in the beginning, how Lisa's having a dream that Anne and Sean are hooking up. Ugh, and it turns out that that's not happening. I know, Mia, you had some issues with Sean. Like, what do you feel about that whole, you know, yeah.
So, the first thing I actually thought of was you. Because your prediction was that they had sex that night.
Yeah.
So, I was like, Louisa, our girl prediction queen.
Yeah.
But then I was so happy to see that it wasn't real, of course. But my whole thing is, like, the entire episode, why was Sean being nice to Anne? After all he did to you, and he would come back and be like, please, just don't hurt Lisa. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, I would have been angry. Like, this is when you bring out the Sean. You know what I mean? Like, the Sean machine.
Yeah.
And then also, I just think, like, overall, Sean, like, he has something to live for. He had Lisa to live for.
Absolutely.
And Foster didn't. So they're different. Yeah. And I was just mad for a lot of reasons that they were comparing him to Foster.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're just different people. But that's my thoughts on that. That shook me.
Yeah, we also got a bit of a background to Foster and his life.
Yeah, that was huge. And I think the biggest thing, too, because I was thinking, how is Foster and Anne connected? And then when it's revealed, you know, that it's the same person that Anne was with, that's what his daughter was involved with, that was, like, a huge shocker for me. Because the whole time I'm thinking, we got to see how Foster and Anne are connected.
Mm-hmm. I loved when Foster was just like, F you, Anne.
Oh,
Foster.
That was everything. But then when he ended up dying for her at the end, I was like, what happened to the FU?
Yeah.
Where was that energy?
Because he said, you gave me a second chance, and let's end off on that.
Beautiful.
You are my second chance at life. And
I
it was so
that.
Perfectly done how he executed that with Liam, weird Liam, whoever he is.
He's so creepy.
I know. And like, just the overall aspect of how I think Foster really wanted to take care of Sean as a father when he was kind of guiding him.
Yeah.
And he was really disappointed in him when Sean came to get the ledgers and all of that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, let's talk... Yeah, we'll talk about that, and all, you know, because there's a lot of big stuff to kind of jump into.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I want to talk about, first of all, let's go back to Cassidy and Avery, because we see Lisa rushing in and being shocked, right? Yeah. So how do we feel about that situation when Lisa's like, you're with Cassidy? Like, is there something going on? Because we thought there was something going on, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I think she's always kind of had her doubts about Avery, just a little bit. So when she's like, oh, you're here and you know what's going on with Cassie, how did this happen again? I think she's starting to put it together. But then I think she's like, okay, he's definitely on our side. Because I think between, for the longest time, I think we even questioned, and even Lisa questioned, okay, who is Avery and is he here for the right reasons? And I think definitely in these last episodes, we see that he's definitely on team Lisa and Cassie's side.
Yeah. I was kind of sad he didn't have more of a story. Like, I wanted to see more of him. And, like, his purpose literally was being, we thought he was, like, Lisa's, like, little watchdog, and then he wasn't, and then he hooked up with Cassidy, and that was literally it. I was like, I want to see more of him.
I was scared that he was going to get hurt. I'm surprised they didn't come after him, because they were smart enough to track down Cassidy, so I was like, Avery's still here. This is wild. But I... Was anybody else confused on how Cassidy was alive? She was for sure a goner. We saw how hard she got hit by that
please.
Car.
Yes.
She was not in a coma.
Yeah, who could have survived
no
that?
One. No, and then, no and one. And she's all perfect now, sitting next to Avery.
Like, in a couple, in a couple of days, she's, like, writing notes, like all just functioning. She just figured that out.
Yes.
I love when Lisa was like, even in a coma, she's a genius. I was like, because she should not be alive right now.
Yeah, that's why, I think that's why I understand when you're, like, cheesy. Some stuff like, non-believable.
Yes. So cheesy.
Yeah, and I just feel like with Lisa, I think she's going through so much at that moment. She has to handle her best friend who's, like, almost dead, hooking up with that guy. And as far as Avery, I think hopefully if there's a season two, maybe Avery will have more of a story. Who knows? But Liam goes to Cassidy's house and kind of traps Lisa. And Lisa's so smart, right? So because she kind of wiggled her way out. She's like, I have something. But let's start off with her real name. Which we find out Anne's real name is Rebecca.
Rebecca Tanner.
Tanner's like,
sounds like Full House character.
Oh, yeah. Full House! We love it! We're so crazy. Stephanie knows I'm like so
we
crazy.
We like TV here at After Buzz, you know.
Yeah. Oh my god, how cool. Okay, so, yes, she gets the real name. She does research and all of that. You know, she calls her, and then they talk about Imogen and everything. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Sean still wants to save. I mean, everything's just kind of all over the place right now.
Yeah.
And she texts Sean and says, if you want to help me, steal these for me. So Sean was in a situation that he didn't want to be, but that's where I think we saw Foster's heart.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, because the whole time I'm thinking, okay, why do they not think there's not a camera in Anne's study?
That's exactly what it is.
Like, really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Twice now.
So, yeah, and then, of course, Foster's, you know, telling him, like, what are you doing? And then I think that's when Foster's father's side comes out, like, look, Lisa's in trouble with Liam, and he knows Liam is trouble. If I don't get these to her, you know, her life is in jeopardy. So that's when I really loved how Foster stepped up there. But, yeah, Lisa just keeps getting smarter and smarter. I was so impressed with her character. These last two episodes, very.
Yeah. But do you think it's that easy to talk down a killer? When they were together in Cassidy's house, first of all, my heart dropped. This is when I started screaming.
Yeah. When that phone went off in the same room.
It's coming from inside the house. But is it that easy to talk down a killer?
Hell no. I've never been in that situation. Have you?
I was a goner.
Like, I don't even know.
So that was a little tacky. And also, why would people keep going to crime scenes alone? I'm like, this is the issue, people.
That's why Sean says you have to, like, protect yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's your responsibility as a human, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, They're so naive. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time, just putting yourself in the most dangerous situations. I'm like,
right?
What are you doing? I need to take notes on how to steer away a killer.
Yeah.
But I was living for it.
I know, me too. I loved every cheesy moment.
I watched it two times each. I watched it last night, and it's so sad because we were supposed to watch it at your house, and all life happened.
Yeah,
and we
climbed
or whatever. But so before we talk about the other juicy stuff, which is going to be Todd, Angela, and all that stuff, I know Mia has some
fun to talk about.
Yeah, Mia has have some fun stuff to share about AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, I do. So hello, everybody. Thank you so much for watching AfterBuzz. We are so, so lucky to have you guys here. If you have a second, please give us 5 stars on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up. Follow us, subscribe on YouTube, and we love comments here. We absolutely love to comment back and engage. I don't know about you guys. Like, I think we all kind of go back in the live chat and also in the comments and you respond. But, yeah, by doing that, it kind of just helps AfterBuzz. It helps us keep going. I mean, we get to all have awesome experiences. Like, we all moved to L.A. with a dream. We like to talk about TV. We get to meet amazing, like, guys. I'm not kidding. Like, we are all so close just from this panel, from doing this show. We get to do our dreams thanks to Maria and Kevin and Steph. And Ryan, all these ladies. So it really helps us keep us on the air and keeps it for free. So if you could do those things, we'd love you for it. And watch the other AfterBuzz shows. Like, go watch us on other panels. It's for everybody. So
you're so awesome. Yeah.
You're so cheeseball. I love it.
I know. Am I character and what?
That was awesome. And like you said, we are like a buffet of TV shows. Yeah. I always say, subscribe, like. We are on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, all of that.
Yeah.
And now we're like an ensemble, so hire us.
Yeah. We come as a package deal.
Package deal.
Yeah. Oh my god, and we have the live chat, right?
Yes.
So we have our live chat up. So make sure to go in. And the thing is, whoever already watched it now can totally join in. We don't care about spoilers since it's the last episode.
Finished.
Yeah, okay, so Todd and Angela making her change into clothes, cleaning the house, dusting, like, it's psychotic. He is a narcissistic, crazy person who likes control. And the fact that he is filming it and showing it to Todd simultaneously, like, what are we feeling right now, like, in your mind? Like, what's happening?
He needs help. He's a psycho. The fact that he loves dominating so much, and he gets, like, a rise out of it. I'm just like, it was so disgusting.
So hard to watch.
Yeah.
For me, it was a little bit unbelievable. Like, it wasn't believable to me just because it was kind of conflicting views. Like, he was like, women aren't my equal.
Oh my god, that's
huge. Even though he's like a psychopath, like, he was still, if he truly believed that, he wouldn't be in love with Angela in the first place. Like, he wouldn't have been having that affair with her. I think he would have gone straight to, like, you know, being, like, aggressive and, like, I don't know, it just seemed like it didn't really match up for me. Then making her dress up just seemed like it was, like, a little too far. Like, I get the point, but, like, it wasn't as believable to me. But for me, what was my prevalent feelings in the scene was, Angela is so ridiculous, okay? 4 times I was like, what are you doing, girlfriend? She lunged at him, but she did it so slow.
Oh, yeah.
She almost stabbed him, but she was holding that, and she was standing in the kitchen for 5 minutes. She was just like this. And I was like, you're gonna get caught. And then when Todd showed up, she was like,
Angela,
like, you were trying to get caught, girlfriend. So they should have just, like, helped her out a little bit, because that was upsetting.
But you have to understand, she's pregnant. She's emotional. Like, what would you do if you were there?
I would be fighting for my life.
I mean, I have to kind of disagree. Like, as a human being, you can't think about all that. You know, you have this psycho here eating steak in front of you, and you're, like, dying. You must be hungry because you're pregnant. That steak looked good, by the way. It was so good.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, because that's the first thing when he has the knife and he held her on the bed. She's like, do not hurt my baby, whatever you do. Because I thought for a while he was going to, like, stab her. And I'm so glad he didn't. But I was a little nervous for that one. But, yeah, I think she was just in this really weird predicament where I think in her mind, she's just like this guy that she did love, I think, and had feelings for, just totally snapped. And it just made me mad. Mia, I have to agree with you on that one. He's like, oh yeah, I'm dominating. I hate when women think that they're my equal. That just ranged me. So
weird.
I think part of it was that, like, the whole point of it was that she's too nice. I think she probably wanted to attack, but she was too nice to do it, or just it wasn't her nature to be that aggressive, and he kept holding that against her.
Yeah.
Even when he was in the trap, like, oh, you don't have what it takes to, like, kill me. So at the end when she did, like, super cheesily.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I know. It was so funny. So I think she was just too nice to do it.
As a mama bear, though, like, you gotta, and she did clearly in the end, bear, like, her first thing should have been, like, as soon as I can access something, like, he's a goner. Like, I gotta protect this baby. She took too long. She's hesitating.
The fact that she wanted to still save him.
Why are you saving him?
Get the alcohol from the shack.
Like, what the hell?
She could have left him in the bear trap.
I know.
She didn't have to do all that.
I was like, get out of there. there. Oh, yeah. And then he just, like, you know, she's just giving him this big lecture. And, like, okay, props to her. I love her lecture. But I'm like, get out of there. Mm-hmm. And then when he walks away, he's so stupid enough to say, she is going to do whatever I say.
Why would you do that?
That
was so ballsy. Like, you're literally about to, you could die at any minute from losing blood. And you're like, she's going to do whatever I want. I'm like, you're so ballsy. You're so psycho.
That was perfect that he said that, because thank God Angela woke up and just shot him right in the head. Because first of all, how psycho is he to even plan out the whole map? I even wrote down
that
4-hour drive, 5-hour hike.
Oh yeah,
that was wild.
That is not realistic.
Guys, why didn't Todd call the police? And why was he unarmed in the woods? I have questions.
I know.
Why he wasn't armed in the woods? Is that your question?
Yeah. Why was he unarmed? Like, why didn't he not have? Why was he not carrying a weapon? And he's on the journey up. Like, I get why he had set up his plan, but I was like, why are you? You could easily call the police. Like, I'm confused.
Okay, but where did he get the bear trap?
From the shed.
He went to the shed.
Yeah.
Don't forget the machete, too.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, because that's the machete is what led Ian to the bear trap. That's why you got caught up in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Angela, you was using reverse psychology and saying, oh, what else happened, Ian? What else did your dad do? Mm-hmm. Which was good temporary, you know? But then, man, I'm so happy she killed him, though. That was perfect.
Mm-hmm. I loved her end quote when she's like, he told me to think like a mother.
Yeah.
So I did.
Yeah. Man.
I wish he didn't have to tell her that, though. I wish if this was a strong female character, she would have realized it in her own arc. But they made him have to make her realize, which I'm over. Like,
yeah, us women, we got this.
I'm just like, she should have just realized that in the beginning. That's my whole thing. But it wouldn't be TV, so I'm thankful.
I am just so happy that they took care of that.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, towards the end, we see how they're going to move to, like, you know, Atlanta. But did you see how they covered up their alibis and they had two different ways? How, basically, it'll be like, Ian was shot on the floor or whatever, and then the hunter wanted to take him out of his misery, so he would shoot him in his head, like, whatever, on his head.
Yeah.
Do you think that was believable? Would you guys believe that if you were someone in the woods with that alibi?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And they wrote, what, Mercy on the Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Fingerprints and stuff. You don't, like, think that would come
back? They cleaned everything, but is that how that works?
I don't know. I feel like we gotta watch Scandal to understand that.
Oh, I love Scandal.
I love Scandal.
Wasn't she hungry? You're a pregnant woman. It's been 9 hours. Where's your, like, Kind Bar or Clif Bar? Like,
also, are you walking the 5 hours or the five-hour walk?
How they go back home?
How did they get back home for 5 hours?
Oh, my God, that baby. I hope that baby's okay.
Well, clearly, he looked okay.
Okay, good.
He looks fine.
But my thing is, like, the whole, now it's, like, crazy, like, the metaphor behind it all is now that Angela is the new Sean. Because she killed someone.
Oh!
You know what I mean? What if next season picks up at her story? It won't, but... I think it's going to be a new story, but...
It's a cycle of a killer and, you know, a different killer every time. And also, Todd was witnessing exactly what he witnessed with Sean.
Yeah.
But now with Angela.
Yeah, and it's like this ethical debate of, like, if there's evil people and you are trying to confront them, does it mean that you can take their life? You know? I think that's the whole debate, because that's what happened with Sean, too. This guy was a harasser.
Yeah.
And he took his life, and it's like, clearly he was doing it for a good reason, but, like, you still took a life, so it's this whole, and same thing with Angela, too, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is just go to the cops.
Yeah. Same!
I just don't understand that. Like, Todd should have gone to the cops, or even as everything happened, tell the cops everything. Like, just tell the cops that's literally the problem here.
Yeah.
But also, I think what you're saying, Mia, is true, because, Lisa said something like that towards the end. It's not a crime if you don't get caught. How everyone has all these reasons behind what they do. Mm-hmm. Now, as a normal human being, you would have to kill Ian and say self-defense. Why would you even let that loser person ever in this world stay alive?
Yeah.
Psycho.
If a bear trap goes off in the forest, does it even make a sense?
And also, just to add, when he was talking about how women being is equal, I think that was specific to work. I think he was sick of the doctors trying to be like, he was a head surgeon. It wasn't about life. It was about how I'm sick of these new female doctors acting like they're my equal. No, I am the boss heart surgeon at this Cedars-Sinai somewhere in San Francisco. And you little intern residency doctors, get the F out. Ooh. That's what I thought that was.
That's crazy to think about that. To be honest.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Ted Bundy. To be honest, because he was so...
Yeah.
charming, was able to lure women. That's how he got them.
Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, we loved it in the beginning.
He had two full-on girlfriends while he was doing all his murders because, like a normal person, he still craves love. So he can still be loving.
Points.
Oh, yeah, scary. But then Points. Still be a murderer. And he only killed women. Well, to our knowledge, that Ted Bundy only killed women. So I literally thought, like, it was so similar.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a good thing. That's
a great insight. Thank you. That's awesome. Wow. Damn. Well,
because I was thinking, too, like, maybe because his father never, I think, thought of him as an equal, you know, when he was explaining the story with Angela. So I think maybe definitely from his past kind of made him who he is and how he wants to be that dominant person, because he just never had that in his childhood growing up either.
Yeah. Well, also, Todd did say, you know, basically that your dad died and you couldn't save him. Something like that. I think he took his dad's, like, bear trap scene on himself, that he wasn't there to save him or he didn't know how to save his dad.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Messed up man. Very sad. Rest in peace. Whatever. Mm. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the newlyweds, Marcus.
Oh, my God.
And Lionel. So, are we... Did we see this coming? Did we think that Lionel's gonna be so romantic and go buy cookies and a ring to propose after all this? Like, give me your thoughts.
All of a sudden.
First of all, I was a little upset with the reaction of Lionel. And when Marcos was opening up to him, telling him, okay, you know, this is my past. And this is something that happened with, you know, the parents. And I accidentally killed them with the fire. I love the reaction between Kevin and Marcos a couple episodes back. That's when I was on board with Kevin. Yeah. But with Lionel, the whole time I'm watching it, and he just looks so disappointed. Like, he just wasn't quite sure, like, is this the person I want to be with? So then when he comes around and gives him a ring and the cookie. Yeah, I was like, whoa, okay. That's a shocker, but yeah, the reaction at first, I wasn't quite sold on that.
I felt the same way, but I felt like he was only mad because he felt like he spent so much time trying to get Marcos to show his true self. True.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, feeling like you're missing a part of the person you love. So I feel like that's what he was most mad at. The fact that he, like, had to, like, not, like, force that out of him or wait so long. Like, if you love someone, you need to be transparent. So I feel like that's where the anger came from, but it was still, that's not who I wanted him to end up with.
Yeah, the road to marriage for them didn't seem complete to me in their arc. I mean, it was just so bumpy and there's so many missing gaps. Like, we didn't see a lot. Like, the fact that Lionel was away on a trip and then the next time we see him in the show they're, like, getting married, I thought was just, I mean, I get it, we're not supposed to see every moment in a TV show, but it just seemed like they were, like, missing connection.
Yeah, I mean, just to add to that, I thought it was just I thought it was kind of weird where he's like, I was waiting for this missing piece to, you know, see this and then let's get married because now I can marry the full you because something was missing. It was just too fast. A lot of these things were escalated, maybe because for the show, because the last episode, who knows? Mm-hmm. It's just, Lionel is off. And I know, remember, you told me you thought Kevin was set up by Anne.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true anymore.
So, yeah, that's not true.
Yeah.
No, that would have been good, but it was not true.
Yeah.
For me, this is what I wrote down, actually. During their vows, Marco said, Lionel dragged me into the light. And I was like, but did he? He didn't.
Kevin did.
So this whole thing just really didn't make sense.
Kevin did with the shrooms.
And then the fact that Kevin is the one that married them, too. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
All of them have seen way too much of each one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really, right now?
Yeah.
Man. Okay, so now that they're happy in love, let's talk about the beefiest of the day. So Anne and Lisa... And Anne is Lisa's mom. Like, where did this even come from? Are we even, like, understanding this? Like, first thoughts. Like, Mia, tell me, because I know you were screaming. Like, what's your take on that?
About her being her mom?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think, like, who does that? That's my very first thought. Like, who does that to their daughter? I mean, Anne is very, very hurt. A lot of bad things happened to her.
Yeah.
But it seemed like how hardcore she is, and I know bad things happened to her, it just seemed like that's a lot to go through to have the reaction you did. Like, it just seemed like, I was like, oh, that's it? Like, not that it was okay, but it just seemed, to do this to your own daughter? You're that traumatized? I guess you need to give her up and, like, that she's been watching? It just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed like interesting motives to me.
I just think she fully does not rely on her emotions ever, no matter what. Because imagine being placed in front of your daughter, and even then, Lisa gave her the option to be to have a life with her and not hold anything against her. She's like, no, like, you're wrong. Like, yeah. That's where you're wrong.
It's just the person she is. It was not her circumstances that made her. No, I could have said that in the beginning. You just made me run into the light. Yeah, it was not her circumstances. Yeah. It's just Anne as a person.
No, I literally, though, I just thought, like, worst mother award literally goes to you.
Yeah.
Like, it was so sad.
Yeah, I agree, but I also, it kind of, at first I was like, whoa, you know, Anne is Lisa's mom, but then, you know, but then she starts showing emotion with Lisa in episode 7 and 8, especially mm-hmm. when they went on that trip together, and then they're in the hotel, and I was like, okay, there's something going on. Is it like a friendship or what? So I think the only person that can bring emotion out in Anne is Lisa, because even, you know, not to jump around, but with Liam, you know, when he was just like, oh, you did this for your daughter, you know, that brought out the emotion. Even when she looked at Foster saying, how can you betray me like this? Like, that is, I always see emotion with Anne, and it always has to be more related with Lisa. So I think there is some emotion there, but that's the part with Anne that she wants to cover.
Yeah, maybe she's just too scared to give her trust away again to someone.
Well, she
did. It's her daughter.
Well, during the interview, she said Anne is one way. If one person hurt her, then that means everyone else in the world has to hurt her. Mm. But from what I take, it's because I don't think Anne was happy about the way she was raised.
Yes.
Trustworthy and loving and not like a bitter, soulless person like Anne.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, so, okay, the same person that harassed Anne is the same person that, not harassed, well, raped her technically, right?
Yeah.
And left her pregnant. Yeah. And Anne decided to have the baby because that's what the doctor wanted her to do. And you know, gave the baby away for a good amount of money to Lisa's parents who died in the fire. Right? So, where does Imogen come in all this? Did Anne want Imogen to save her behind, basically? I'm kind of confused in some stuff.
I think she wanted Imogen to secure her way out of Liam.
Okay.
But she, what I got out of it was when she was telling Lisa, like, now you have everything you need to succeed. So she literally thought, like, these people did a disservice by showing her emotions, showing her to trust people. But then she got rid of Sean. She got the person she trusted. So she's like, now that you have the tools you need, and I'm showing you now what it takes to succeed, like, you can be unstoppable. So I feel like in order to be a boss, you needed to be like Anne. And that was her whole motive. And Imogen was just her way out.
But even with Imogen, we realized that everything behind Imogen is already patent, right? They said you can't patent something that's already there.
Yeah, that's in nature.
Yeah, you can't patent anything that's in nature.
And with Avery and all of that, they planned it perfectly where he leaked it and all of that. And then we see how they show Anne in the house pretending to commit suicide. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the recording of the Twitter. Also, let's talk about Anne's mom dying from cancer and bringing the mom back to her house and lighting that fire.
That was cold that she brought her back to her house. That was really cold. Because at the end of episode 9, you do see, again, emotion with Anne. She's just, like, crying, like, holding her mom. Like, my mom is going to die. You know, my life has gone screwed up. My daughter doesn't really want to be a part of my life now. Now that, you know, the secrets out, and then she tries to comfort her mom, and then she just suddenly does a switch, because the next episode she's putting her in that apartment and she's like, oh, well, she's gonna be dying in a couple of days, okay, well, your services are no longer needed. I was like, she could just switch it on and off. But yeah, that scene with the fire too, I loved it, because that's how the pilot started off, with her doing on her phone doing the recording, and so she's doing it the same thing on how they end it. So I liked how they tied that in together. But with that fire, I knew. I was like, that can't be the end for Anne.
That's
I didn't think about that. Oh, I feel out of shock.
Yeah. You go, Lisa, sorry.
No, the fire. Like, Foster died. Great way to kill, Foster. I know, great way to kill Liam, by the way, just that sword. Like,
that was amazing.
And then we see emotion with Anne, too, because she really lost Foster.
She showed the most emotion.
Yeah, she loved Foster.
Because he truly was loyal.
Foster was smart to secure her with the passport and funds and everything to escape, which she did. Towards the end, we see she's in Mexico somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's why I know there's going to be season 2.
How did she get out unburned, though?
I always think that, too. Yeah. How did you go to the airport?
She was right next to the fire.
Who drove her to the airport?
Uber?
Her driver is probably sitting outside.
Her driver is Foster.
That girl wanted Foster.
That's what I'm saying. Something's off.
Don't question, and she'll come for you.
I don't like these little details that don't make. When did you change your clothes? Where did you go?
Yeah, I was thinking. Well,
I like
this. How did you dye your hair brown?
It looked good. And,
quick question. What was the point of burning her mother? Because she couldn't
her
do
mom
it.
Her mom.
Her mom was dying from cancer.
Because she hates her mom. Her mom was still laughing at her from her deathbed and saying, "It's you."
So sad.
It's awful. Yeah. But since we have 9 minutes and we have other stuff to do, I want to talk about Sean. How do we feel about Sean right now?
We can't say one last thing about Anne.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. All I have to say is I think it's really cool also that Anne is like the inverse of Ian in a way. Did you notice that? Ian hates men and Ian hates women.
Yeah, I thought that was wild.
You knocked my socks off.
And then they just enslave people. Then make them their slaves. Anyways, that's all.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all with you.
I mean, anything else before we talk about Sean going to court? And then I like how Lisa sent Marcus.
Yes.
20 months is not bad for someone you killed, even though it was a drug dealer, but still.
He got off good.
You guys, I mean, I have to say this. I just have to. So, here's the thing. This is right, Dawson's day one. Mm-hmm. Why did Anne care so much about Sean being a murderer? Because in the beginning, I thought Sean murdered a guy that Anne loved. That's what I thought. I thought that drug killer was the plumber at home.
Me too! Yeah. Me too!
I have this bad cough sound going on. Who needs support? You guys want some more? Should I pour it?
I'm good.
Louisa, you ask, I'll pour. I got you.
So please tell me, because I don't even know what's happening right now.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I think the whole reason why she went after Sean is because she's trying to protect her daughter.
She's trying to tell us to calm down. Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's trying to protect Lisa because she got herself in a situation, not the same situation, but she got herself with a guy that wasn't good. And, so I think that's trying to make Lisa open up her eyes because she's trying to get rid of Sean.
It's her daughter.
So she's trying to protect her. Mm-hmm. So that way Lisa can be able to be like Anne. And, that's why Anne offered her, hey, I'll bring you on board.
Can't trust
Sean is the weakness and the trust of Lisa that she should have never gave away.
Yeah.
So in order to make Sean go away, she had to find the bad things of him. And he had really bad things.
Yeah. See, that makes so much sense. Because this whole time, until episode 8 and 9 for us to really know, I thought it's something has to do with that guy who died and Anne. Maybe it was the plumber that she loved that he was dead. That plumber turned out to be a psycho rapist, which is so sad.
Isn't that? And we thought he was good in the flashback.
He made the lizard Steven or something.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Well, she still kind of has good thoughts about him, too, because remember in their hotel?
Lizard Steven. I'm sorry.
It was a bad name. I wrote that down in my notes. I was like, bad name for lizard.
Gosh, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Well, because, remember Lisa asked, have you ever loved so much? She's like, yeah, one man. And it was Sam. I mean, she still loves him after what he did for her. So the whole time I'm thinking Sam is a good person.
Yeah.
I just don't think she has anything to compare love to. That was the closest thing. Because even as she's explaining the rape scene, she says, I accepted it because I thought that's what care and love look like.
Yeah. And that's what happens to with abuse and cycle, like Big Little Lies we talk about all the time, is like someone can do something bad to you, but you still love them and it's part of like the trauma and like the psychology behind it. Like, doesn't mean it's okay, but like it's hard to separate the two.
Well, that's why during the interview, Lisa said, I understand her.
Yeah.
At the end when she's like, when she told the journalist that's a bad question.
You're blowing my mind right now. The two of them are so similar. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You gave me goosebumps.
Gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. So the journalist said something and Anne said, that's a bad question. Ask me if I understand her. Oof. And as a daughter's point of view, if a mother went through that, never had a loving mom and all of that, of course, technically, I understand her. And then let's talk about how they met up at the bench again and how Lisa's going to give him a second chance. And then Lisa said, Sean, I have to tell you something.
Yes!
And it never happened.
I thought I was hearing things.
Second season's coming up. That's why.
I hope so.
It better be.
I thought
maybe she was pregnant. Anybody else get that?
No, but who?
Well, she had sex with him. Remember that tacky moment where she was like, one more time?
I barked. One more night.
She's pregnant. She got something to tell him, all right. That's when she took him back. He's a baby daddy.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
Where was her stomach? Where was her tummy?
I don't know, but there was one point in the wedding. It wasn't even then that I realized it was the wedding, because she did something weird when she asked. I think when she asked Angela and Todd about their baby, because you know they had the baby at the wedding.
Yeah.
She did something weird. She was like, oh, like something about yours. And then the way she leaned and put her hand, I was like, I leaned on the TV. I was like, what's going on? But I think. Also, all my predictions have been wrong, so nobody trusts me.
I just think she was just going to say, Anne's my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Leaving us like a little Easter egg, which is kind of like, okay, second season might come up. But that's actually pretty good. She might be pregnant. Because the last time they had sex was like, what, 11 months or something like that?
Well, before you went to jail, right?
Maybe she had the baby. The baby's at home. No?
No.
Maybe.
You guys.
Oh, wait. The wedding was on me.
The wedding was 11 months later.
You're right.
That's what she's saying. Who did she hook up with?
And then maybe that leads into the second season when Lisa becomes Anne, and then she's now following the baby.
I'm scared.
Man, I don't know.
Okay, you guys.
Season two. Give us.
Let's talk about our real. No, let's actually have our really fun segment, which is called At Any Cost.
My favorite.
Okay, we'll go through this quick. We have not that much time left.
I'm extra tonight. Sorry, Seth.
We all are. We're so excited. But this special segment is called At Any Cost. Yes. It's based off the title of Aunt Montgomery's book. We're going to discuss how monetarily low we would go to do one of these awful, awful tasks.
Yes.
We have two that are just fun and one that's show related for this last special segment. So, number one, pull your own tooth. How low would you go, or how much money would you accept to pull your own tooth?
Oh.
$3,000.
What?
Let me tell you why. Because they must have done this back in the old days and everyone survived. Like, there was the anesthesia always.
The only time I remember is Castaway with Tom Hanks when he pulled out his own tooth. You guys know Castaway.
Yeah.
Was he fine? No. I didn't watch this.
Yeah. Castaway with his...
Why did he do it?
Volleyball friend.
But why did he do it?
Because he was on the beach for months and months after a plane crash.
So he got bored?
No, he had an infection in his tooth, so he pulled it out.
And he survived, right?
Yeah, of course he did.
So it's fine.
And he did it for free.
$3,000.
Yeah. I think Castaway, free.
$10,000.
Oh, gosh. I want to go 20K.
Okay. Wow, I'm cheap.
I would do 10,000 is a solid number because I need it.
Pay off some school loans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 10,000. Okay. 10, okay. Number two, leak your own private conversation or content.
To who and why?
The world.
To the cloud.
Like like Twitter.
Anything.
Bad. Like your worst conversation you've ever had, or like the worst thing you have on
your
phone.
Your mom
That's very private.
If it's, like, legal and I didn't kill anyone or whatever.
Yeah, just, like, something embarrassing, like you were gossiping about someone, like, or the worst thing you've done or something like that.
Or you were feeling yourself.
If it's not, like, sexual or whatever like that.
No, what if it was?
No, what if it was?
I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna do
that. I'll take literally $100,000. That's personal.
What? I love that! $100,000?
Carla always knows. I would say... $100,000.
If it's personal content, right? We're all human. What, yeah. You've not done anything? I'm sorry.
I mean, no, I just wouldn't want everyone to be too exposed.
Well, true, because there is one person in the world who had a private conversation leaked and still has had no persecution for it. So
thank you.
We know who. We're not getting political on the show, but there's one you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No persecution. So maybe we can leak this and we'll be fine.
I mean,
I would say $100,000 as well, because I try to say anything bad about someone like behind their backs, I wouldn't say to their face. So
I mean, I'm pretty true. I'm authentic. I like being myself, you know, talking and being in my truth. It depends on what it was. Maybe like $500,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go about $100,000. I don't have too much to hide.
Nothing.
Check my phone after this,
right? Okay, final one, really quick. Okay, marry someone you only kind of love. Like maybe Lionel.
Marry
and
someone?
Marco.
You only so, kind
marry
of love.
Someone you kind of love.
Or like your
not
second
really.
Love.
$2 million.
$50 million.
Oh, shit.
If I have to live with you forever and ever
forever,
and ever.
No, I would get a divorce.
You'd probably get
the money.
A divorce.
Yeah.
Well, I want a divorce and the money.
And that's a lot of money.
And then live my best life.
That's
if they were
true.
Rich and it was easy to divorce, like,
man.
Maybe $1 million.
Okay, we would talk more about that, but we have no time. Now it's time for news and gossip with Chelsea.
Okay, I'll make it very quick. So with the final, for the finale, the creator Mike Kelly breaks down the biggest twist and what his thought plot process was when writing the episode. And as Lisa's mother, did Renee Zellweger and Jane Levy know this when they signed on? Mike said, yes, they did. The big reason why Renee signed on, it occurred to me that there wasn't any female version of the Dark Vader out there. It was important to me everyone knew what they were signing up for, and they were all game. The trick on the show was to tone it, to strike it, and have a lot of fun.
There you go.
And then, last but not least, but Dave Annabelle, who does portray Ian, the psycho Ian, he is a nice guy, so a real person.
He
is married.
Mike
said he's the world's nicest guy. He made a decision to really commit to this crazy thing. The storyline was borrowed from Fatal Attraction, but I thought, let's switch these genders up too. Everyone makes mistakes, and this one was deadly.
Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Can we do a quick shout out?
So embarrassing. My mom's calling me right now.
Mom, we love you. She said,
"Can we do a quick shout out on the lecture?"
Yes, let's do a shout out.
Okay, so we have Brian Nelson. He said, "Love this panel."
Oh,
we love you,
Brian.
Hi. Hopefully, you see us on season two. That's literally the goal.
Yes. Right now. And Noah loves Jomo, our fan.
Yeah, he said, Ian was psycho till the end. Wow, what the fuck? Indeed. Yes, we agree with you, girl. We agree.
So psycho. Predictions are really, but like
next season's gonna be all different if it comes back.
Yeah, it'll be a different analogy. That's what Mike said.
Okay. Well, a quick toast because this was
this was
everyone's first time on a panel.
Yes.
You guys killed it. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Women are always stronger together, learning from each other.
Yes, we are.
And I cannot wait to work with you ladies again.
Yes.
After your first panel, you feel like you can take over the world. It's the best feeling ever.
Thank you for teaching us. We enjoyed working with you. She was amazing.
Thank you so much. In the meantime, where can we find you guys on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Yours Truly Mia and on Twitter as Hot Mess Mia.
There you go.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and then on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker.
And you can find me on Instagram at Louisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian. I'm also on Facebook at Louisa Sharamatian. Also watching me on Food Network's Worst Baker, July 15th. Okay, yes. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.